Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I like your pants today.
Oh, thank you.
Are they new?
They are new.
Oh, those sneakers are crazy.
Those are dope.
Are crazy.
Matt and I both got new Balances. He found this website that has like, I don't know, rare colors that you...
Timu.
Well, no. No, it's like it's like
another $100 because of the tariffs.
The website is... they do product photography in such a cool way. They like put the laces and they like... balance the shoe on top of the lace, so the photography just looks really cool. And Matt sent me this website, and I've never seen this color before, so he bought a pair and I bought a pair.
Wow.
We don't like?
I think I would like them just not with what you're wearing.
Right. Yeah, this is a bit
of a off the color palette, but you know, it's a little like bold, go to hell.
I did get new socks,
I think it might be the socks.
We don't like these socks either.
No, I like this. I think the color of the shoe with like your olive green is just absolutely not working.
Yeah, I do have a pretty green situation from top to bottom.
I love all the green.
If I was green, I would die.
If I was green, I would die.
We're back. Like the Matt's shoe would compliment your outfit.
I think my shoe would look great with
you need an UGG.
An UGG? I'm not wearing an UGG. It's like going to be 85 degrees today.
That's fine. I guess I'll wear these. Can I read a funny tweet I saw?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's on a tweet. It's from Reddit, actually, but it was on Twitter. It was a post, and the subject is, I'm getting laid off tomorrow. They don't know I know. What should I do to make this as uncomfortable as possible for my employer? And the top comment is cupcakes, because you're celebrating closing on a new house yesterday. And then somebody replied, and you just found out you're expecting
like
twins.
Pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh god,
brilliant.
Like, that would be I just feel like that would feel so good, just to be like, guys, I'm just closing on a house, thanks, so
wonder,
grateful for my job.
Why are they getting fired?
So that's laid what I off tomorrow.
Have like you seen this economy?
Yeah.
But do you think you would have the balls to actually do something like that?
I don't know.
No, not a chance.
No, not at all. Like, I couldn't deal with the anxiety of seeing like my superiors' faces just like,
It depends. What if I hate my boss? Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Like, if I'm just like, absolutely fuck this
place, like it would feel really
the
good.
Ground, then whatever.
Like, it'd be really funny to see them be like, oh, fuck.
Right.
Imagine
like,
you
she just
to
bought a house.
Huh? They don't fire you.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, but
not
house.
A bad play.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this guy who you can hire to go into your workplace and give an anonymous complaint?
Oh, it seems illegal.
How so?
Just harassment. You're just a rush. Yeah. Go ahead.
It does seem like he pushes it. The guy who goes around with this clipboard, he acts like he is from a department of like formal complaints, and he'll be like, yeah, who's in charge here? Yeah, are you Bill? Bill, listen, you've been awful to your employees. You've been making them work crazy hours. You have not been paying them on time. And the guy is usually like, oh, who sent you? Wait, what is this? But employees will buy this guy anonymously to go in and harass.
It's like a task rabbit.
Which is like,
kind of.
It's kind of
but then he makes content out of it too.
Right.
Which is like, that feels weird.
Because we've had this.
Okay, I thought we had
about this guy.
I thought we had.
And I'm not going to be the one to fucking say it. Everyone gets mad at me.
I thought we talked about the guy who calls people with bad news. Have we talked about
the
that
guy,
one?
I feel like it was
like
combined or something.
Well,
pardon me.
How fucking dare you?
I like the guy who calls and gives bad news to people, where he's like, oh, just Jamie wanted to let you know that this isn't working out. And he's like, who the hell is this? And he just goes, I'm Brad with bad news. I'm sorry to break the news to you.
Brad with bad
or whatever it is.
I saw another funny tweet though. It was like, I've never seen a passenger in a Cybertruck.
No, never.
Like, I've never seen two people in a Cybertruck.
I saw one today for the first time on the way here, and I was just like, it is very bizarre to see a passenger in a Cybertruck.
Oh, I thought you were saying a Cybertruck.
No, I see them all the time.
I've never seen a family.
Oh,
no.
No one with a family has a Cybertruck,
like
I don't think.
Family.
No happy family has a Cybertruck, I don't think.
It's because they're all like men who drive them, and who's dating a man that
I
drives
do
a
give
Cyber
them
truck?
Thumbs down when I see them.
Oh, come on.
I just flip them off.
And I like that I'm in a Tesla, too, to be like, you fucked up, man.
Oh,
you got
I
the
flip
wrong
off
one.
Mike in his Tesla.
You do flip me off of my Tesla.
Every time
we leave
here. Whenever
we leave here, I always pass him, and I lay on my horn and flip him off.
And I... Yeah, it's listen, couple more months.
I did see something really funny the other week that I wanted to share with you guys. I put in a little notepad. It says, well, I just thought it was really interesting. It says Barilla Pasta has a Spotify playlist, and each playlist is the exact length of cook time for varieties of pasta. Press play, drop the noodles, music stops, al dente noodles.
Wow, that's really good.
Brilliant. So smart.
And they're good playlists. Do they have like kind of like an Italian vibe to them?
I haven't cooked pasta.
I feel like this is, I would, here's what happened if I did that. I would start the pasta, then start the song, whatever
and then
it is.
Forget.
And then I'd be like, time to watch TikTok. And I'd pause the song and watch TikTok. I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot the song is timing it.
They do have on the box, it says the al dente perfection time, which is a great tagline. Like, oh, what's the al dente spaghetti perfection time on this?
Do you usually aim for al dente when you're cooking it?
What I've learned is when you're cooking pasta, whatever the time says, the al dente, whatever, you want to do it like 2 minutes less. Because then when you put the sauce in, the sauce also acts as like a softening agent. And so if you cook it to the time it says on the box and then put the sauce in, the noodles become too soft because they like continue cooking in the hot sauce.
Oh, you put the sauce then into the noodles. I put the noodles into the sauce.
Either way. That's not the...
I've been messing it up.
Yeah,
I usually. But do you do jar sauce or do you like make the sauce?
I do jar sauce.
Oh, okay.
I'm not there yet.
What do you do?
I eat out.
Oh, right.
I'm not making pasta at home.
Butter noodles.
I usually hate ordering pasta to be delivered to
Same.
Me.
Oh,
I love eating pasta at an establishment, but sometimes it feels really silly getting pasta delivered to me.
I don't think I've ever done that. It doesn't really travel well.
It doesn't travel well.
I do, but it's one particular pasta, and it's a white sauce.
Okay.
And they make it, so they put the noodles in one container and then the sauce in another, and it's so close to my house that it always still comes hot.
That's what you need.
And then you just, like, pour it over.
Okay. Separating the noodles, incredible achievement. I order from a Thai place that does it where you get, like, the ramen, the noodles are separate, and then, like, all the juice is separate. Unbelievable.
My pho place does that.
Yeah,
too.
Tatsuya,
awesome.
I think, does like, they do a really great job about like having the bowl with the broth at like the bottom.
Broth.
And they have a separation with like the noodles on top. And then you get to like dump it in and then let it all set and mix.
Mix it in.
Yeah, proper.
Yummy. I went yesterday to my dermatology appointment.
with that bitch.
Well, this time I was like, I'm not letting this woman's mood dictate the situation here.
Okay.
So like before she walked in, I was like, I'm just going to pretend to be the nicest person in the world. I'm going to be a big smile. And she walked in and was like, oh my God, hi, how are you? It's so good to see you again. And she was like, hi. And I was like, just trying to like, you know, not have this be a terrible cold transaction. And she was not taking the bait at all.
Oh, bummer.
And
what's wrong with this lady?
I don't know.
It's weird to have patience and not be like very nice to them.
Bedside manner.
I feel like that's so strange.
Sometimes they see a lot of people. Yeah, and a lot of people are really difficult. And especially people who go in and they're talking to a doctor, they like are their own hypochondriacs. And they're like, well, actually, I think I've already Googled it. And it might be actually be this, but I've had a history of this. And it sucks. Because they should be taken seriously and heard, but for a person who's having to deal with that back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah, but so do you think that people who work in customer service because people are fucking assholes to them all day should then be rude to other people who call?
Not at all. I'm just saying there's like a pattern, and I think that's why they act the way they act is because they just have to deal with so much bullshit. Their brain just puts up a wall.
I think he's just giving context.
I'm giving context to where, like, why I think that they act that way.
I did leave, and I was like, this woman... Every day of her life is just going into rooms, people showing her something, and she's like, yep, it's something, it's nothing. And, like, that's her whole life every day. And I feel like the vibe that I got was, like, she was realizing that she picked the wrong career, and she's now just stuck being a dermatologist.
What if she's just, like, a meanie?
I feel like she seems, she's, like, young, she might be, like, younger than us. She's, like, a young, cool-looking, like, you know, nice-looking girl.
Wait, so
but
did
just,
you get results?
No. So, first of all, she comes in with, like, needles and a thing and doesn't tell me what's going to happen, and she's like, okay, just give me a second. I got to fill these needles up. How are you with needles? And I was like, oh, I'm okay with them. Like, it's not going to be
them.
A big deal.
I love you.
They're not ideal, but, you know, I can deal with it. She's like, so you're going to be okay or not? And I was like, yeah, I'll be okay. And then she goes, okay, well, this is going to hurt. And I was like, you're not supposed to tell me that.
Wait,
give me like a little bit of just like, all right, this might feel a little whatever. But she's like, all right, this is the part that's going to hurt. This is the worst part.
Was and then it the numbing?
Yeah, it's like a numbing. And I asked her, I was just like trying to make conversation. I was like, what's in the needle to like help with the whatever? She's like, it's lidocaine and epi. Just take your shirt off. And I was like, okay, shut the fuck Jesus up. Christ. Wow. I felt like a toddler, like, asking questions at a summer camp where the instructor's
that's
just like...
Sometimes, fucking crazy.
Sometimes I wish I was a kid again, because I felt like doctors were so nice when you were a kid.
That's where
like, your pediatrician was just like, how are we doing today, my favorite person? Mom, he looks great. You doing soccer? Oh, yeah. You know, my son at home, he did soccer, didn't like it, so he moved him to t-ball.
Doing your podcast?
Yeah,
doing your podcast. Your three podcasts?
Yeah.
Yay, good job.
Yeah, I want to hear that. I'm like, I don't know.
I want a lollipop afterwards. I'm so used to, I went to the doctor so much more as a kid than as an adult, so I think I'm just like in that mindset, but God.
I think if I experienced that, I would immediately look up her reviews and see if other people have had like bad experiences.
I should do that.
And then I would never go back.
I just don't, it was so difficult to get an appointment, find one that works with my insurance.
Right when she walks out the door, you go, excuse me, just one thing? She goes, yeah, you should say, did I do something wrong?
For real.
Do you hate me?
She goes, no, not and at all. I go, well, just the way you were acting. She goes, like, sweetie, that's not.
No, like, she would just... be like, nope, you're fine. And then she was just the same thing.
Nope.
Give him a month. No. As in, like, come back in a month. So she does the whole thing. She takes the thing off my back, the thing off my toe. And she was like, you may not want to look at this part. And the tool that she used is like, it looks like it's from the medieval like times. It's a circular metal thing with a bunch of like pointy things, and she like scrapes shit out of my body, and I was just like,
yeah,
that's crazy. And then she finishes, and she was like, all right, so I'll see you in a month. And I was like, well, when do I hear my results? Like, will you call me? She's like, you can come back in a month and we'll discuss it. And I was like,
Mike, you need to get a new dermatologist.
You should get mine. He's awesome.
This is crazy.
Thank you for your patience.
Come back in a month.
He says that like five times. Like, does he say, he's like, thank you for your patience.
Once again, thank you for your patience. We'll see. My foot is fucking killing me.
You could be dead by then.
No, for real.
Well, she's doing a biopsy, which I think
that takes like a week or two to
get back. I'm gonna call the office and be like, hey, I don't want to schedule an appointment to come in. Can you just tell me what my results are?
Usually they will, if it is something, they'll call you immediately.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll like contact you, whoever like the lab is.
I just don't like that I have to wait now until like May 13th or whatever to go and find out if I have fucking skin cancer.
We're gonna get you a new derm.
Join the club.
I thought someone just got diagnosed with it.
Someone that you know, or like
celeb?
Cool.
And my foot hurts now.
Well, not quite.
Of course.
It was like pretty, scraped the whole fucking thing out of my ear. Like, anyway.
Did you take a pic?
No, but it's
on a toe or the foot?
On the top of my toe, like right underneath where my nail is.
Little piggy.
Second to last small pinky.
The one that went wee wee all the way home.
Post it on Feet Finder.
Oh, and just get a. I took a picture and put it into ChatGPT, and I was like, is this skin cancer? And it was like, it doesn't look like it, but your dermatologist is doing the right thing by a biopsy because whatever. And I was just like, all right. I didn't want to ask any more questions about Bob Marley. You guys told me he died from toe skin cancer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Another thing just that I came across. Have you seen the Italian brain rot memes on the internet?
I've never even seen the brain rot ones.
I've seen the pop. I mean, I know what brain rot is. Yeah. I know that there's like the big trend in meme where a guy goes around with a binder full of brain rot images and just points to them.
This is a new thing. I literally found it last night. It was just this guy. He would like get a flash of an image, and then it's like, how quickly can you name the brain rot? And it's all these like Italian, like, oh, this is Coco da Bupu, and this is Bappity Boopy, and this is Yabba da Baba. And it's these AI weird fucking images. And I sent it to Ella because she's Italian. And I was like, is this a thing? Like, it had 500,000 likes on it. It is a massive thing. Ella's like, I've never heard of this. And then this morning, I was just, every single thing I scrolled through, it would be like Bernie Sanders AI on the Joe Rogan Experience. And he's like, now, if you're going to take an IQ test, if you think that Coco da Pupo is a better meme.
But and like everywhere.
And it's like people interviewing Italians on the street of like, what's your favorite Italian meme? It's
how
crazy.
How many people did you send it to?
Just Ella. She's the only Italian.
Have to be careful with brain rot, because brain rot is like, it becomes, I would not say like a virus to
That's what it feels like.
Your feed. Yeah. But like, I think the algorithm like sees things and it doesn't know it's brain rot, but it knows that there's some element to it that you find interesting, and it just keeps like, in a way it's like trolling your own feed. I've seen some people who like
their whole feed is brain rot.
Starts going to rot.
That's what it felt like. I felt like I got sucked into like this portal of just cappuccino capupu, and it's just like a hedgehog with like Nike shoelaces flying through the countryside. It's so strange. If you in the comments have seen this, please let me know. I feel like I feel like I was like in a fever dream. I woke up and I was like, was that a real thing that I saw? And then I saw like five of them this morning. But yes, yeah. The brain rot stuff is, I think it's so funny.
Very good for your brain so early on in the day.
I did wake up early today because I have a flight tomorrow. So I try to like prepare myself by.
What time is your flight?
8 a.m.
Ugh, at LAX.
I know.
I mean, yeah, that's an early morning.
So that means I got to wake up at like 4:30.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Would you rather take that's a 1 a.m. flight or an 8 a.m. flight?
I would take an 8 a.m.
I would rather take an 8 a.m. I'd rather just be tired because at 1 a.m. I won't be able to sleep. I don't
You're
sleep on planes.
You're not sleeping on the flight.
No.
Yeah. So at 1 a.m. I can't sleep.
Overnight, though, New York to L.A., you really... It's by like the time you go up and then you land, you have like 3.5 hours to sleep. Now, from early mornings to late nights, mom is always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. So this Mother's Day, treat her to the Everyday Earbuds by Raycon because she deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are the perfect gift for your mom, whether she's hitting the gym, busy at work, or taking one of the many phone calls she habitually puts on speakerphone each day. Give your mom the gift of premium audio that goes where she does. Their latest model is better than ever, with 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets her pair with two devices at once. She'll never ask you for Bluetooth help again. Speaking of battery, with Raycon's quick charge function, just 10 minutes of charging yields 90 minutes of battery. These earbuds also come with active noise cancellation, which is often difficult to find at such an accessible price point, but not with Raycon, starting at just half the price as other premium audio brands. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your mom's style. For my mom, I'm getting her a nice deep red so they're easy to spot. You can see them on the table, on the counter, in the purse, easy to find. And if your mom's not liking her Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. So go to buyraycon.com/good to get 20% off site-wide. Right now, Raycon is offering up to 20% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/good. That's buyraycon.com/good. And now, back to the episode.
Yeah, I just hate that night of packing. And like you kind of stay up a little bit later because you're like packing and you're like, gosh, I have to like sleep.
Try to go to bed, I know.
Try to go to bed because I have to get up at 6. Like, I don't know. It kind of tosses me off. Sometimes I'm a big red eye.
I'm like, mentally ruined when I have an early flight. Like, yeah, the rest of the day I'm done until the next day.
I'm thriving.
I just like flight. My body.
Yeah, I love an early flight. I love watching the sunrise from the window.
Ugh.
Keeping it open while
Man,
everyone sleeps.
Man, can you please shut the window? It's six, early.
It's 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Aaron's like,
I bring sunglasses on those flights so I can try to sleep because I know everyone's going to like be awake,
yeah.
But I know I fall asleep on 100% of flights, no matter what time of day.
So lucky.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm like going to New York, I'm like, okay, it's fine to get up early because then I'll be like acclimated to the time there.
That's why I did it today. I woke up at like 6:30 to try to like.
Wow, look at you.
I know. That's why I had the time to do Italian brain rot scrolling this morning.
Instead woke up early and rotted your brain.
Yeah.
Are you excited to go home?
Yeah, I think so. It is Passover.
Yeah. You can't eat, right?
Yeah, it's like you can't eat anything with like flour or gluten or
what's on the menu.
Sounds like a great time.
Woo!
Yeah, it's all right.
Is there imagery like for certain Jewish holidays? Like
when
I close my eyes and I think of Christmas, I see
like a tree.
And I guess like, for me I do see menorah, but I'm like, what's the branding
for Passover?
Yeah.
Like the Seder. It's like the big table and then there's like the plate with all the different things on it and the matzah.
Are there colors?
Not really.
Is that the one where you play a game and try to find something?
Yes. Whoa, Carly.
Yeah.
It's like Easter.
Are you familiar with this? Finding the Afikoman, it's called? I think.
Afikoman.
What did you call me?
I think Chaim did a TikTok about it, that they're like, which are the three sisters? It's basically, you have the matzah, you break one of them in half during the meal, and then at some point in the meal, the dad or whoever's leading it hides the matzah somewhere around the house, and then all the kids have to find it, and whoever finds it wins the prize.
What's the best prize you ever got?
A dollar. It wasn't.
Do
we
really
weren't.
Rich people like give more than
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. You'll see. I'll see like.
Well,
I
they
mean,
are Jewish.
Birkins.
Well, growing up, I didn't. You don't get exposed to like how other families are doing it, but now there's like these, TikTok, you know, rich Jewish kids, and it'll be like, well, here's your Birkin for finding the Afikoman. And I'm
I
just like.
I want to end up on that side of TikTok.
How hard is it to find?
I mean, it's just like a piece of matzah, and they put it usually like in a bag. Like, usually at school, the kid will make their matzah Afikoman bag as like a arts and crafts thing, and then it goes in that, and then the dad will hide it like under the couch or behind the piano. Or but yeah, now I'm seeing like, damn, there were some rich fucking Jewish kids just getting like crazy gifts, like
a car.
Yeah.
I follow this girl on TikTok. I actually don't follow her. They just always come up because I love watching them. And she's so her parents are fucked up rich. I might have talked to you about it. But for Chinese New Year, she was like, oh, finally opening my gift. And it was like $100,000 and just stacks of cash.
Yeah, these rich people on...
Gung Hei Fat Choy.
Yeah.
What's that?
Happy New Year.
Chinese New Year. Is that right? Hung Hei Fat Choy? Gung Hei Fat Choy? I don't know.
Yeah, these rich people, I don't know, they're pushing the limits with like flaunting their wealth on social media. Like the one girl who's like, here's how I spend my $100,000 a month allowance.
Dude, I don't get that stuff.
I love it.
But part of me, I think it's like rage baiting where like they're really not spending the money. They're acting like
they are. One girl does that.
So you think that they're spending all that money and they get all the views and they make a bunch of money off the views. But then I think it's the most classless thing ever. If you really have that money and you need to go around and tell all of these people around the world what you're spending on when these people are barely getting by.
Yeah, to me it's like just so unbelievably unrelatable that I'm like, this is crazy that like people of that wealth, like this is how they're spending their money. Like one girl, she literally was like, here are my expenses for the month. And every month it's like $80,000 on clubbing.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's crazy. Give me more. No, yeah.
It's interesting to see, but I think that they're like, I don't know. In France, they fucking guillotine these like rich people for flaunting their wealth too much.
On Red Note, if the app that's like TikTok in China, if you flaunt wealth, you like get banned.
Really?
Yeah, this one girl, an American obviously,
what
was like,
country?
In China.
Red Note.
The Red Note app. If you flaunt wealth. So there was, I think she was American and it was like when TikTok was shutting down in January and she posted something and you could just tell like the house was really big and nice. And it was like the background was just like a very nice home. And she got, I think, banned because they don't allow wealth like
boring.
Showing up wealth.
That's why I love The Housewives because I'm like, this is just so fucking unrelatable. I love it.
I used to be obsessed with that VH1 show, like the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yeah, like Cribs.
Yes.
I'm like, show me that.
I do. As a kid, I like that stuff. Now as an adult, I just like see like, eh, whatever.
It's so cool. I love watching AD.
Yes, it's like the adult but there's Cribs. Not the AD. They're not putting like price tags on stuff or.
In your mind, where
it's just like she bought her daughter a $50,000 bracelet, and she's only 2 months old.
Yeah, like oh my god, Sweet 16.
Oh, Sweet 16.
I love it. You know, I don't know what that is.
You know, Jennifer Lawrence was in a Sweet 16 commercial for MTV. It was like a little interstitial where it's like new season of My Super Sweet 16. It was like a little sketch. It's like Jennifer Lawrence is like 14 years old in it.
Oh my God. As an actress?
Love her.
Yeah, she was just clearly getting work because she got her big break in that movie Winner's Bone, and then she got Hunger Games and all that stuff.
She got a big break on the Sweet 16 commercial.
But yeah, well, but I guess so. I was just like, I remember this kind of mini commercial that they
were making.
Wow,
look at this.
Yeah. It wasn't a real episode. It was just a commercial. Look at this. I feel like we're on the Joe Rogan podcast. Jamie, pull that up. No, this is, that's her. Kind of cool.
That's a good subreddit called No Small Parts, where they find every like big actor's first role in a movie.
It's like Meghan Markle.
And it's things, in her, what's the show?
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal. Yeah, but it'll be like, I don't know, here's, what's his name? The guy that...
I'm like,
the movie,
open it right now. I want to know.
The dude with Sidney Sweeney, the guy that everybody likes.
Glenn Powell.
Yes, he was in The Dark Knight as like one of the guys that like Bane just pushes.
He's like in the stock market.
Yeah, he's like a stock market guy, and he's just like in it for one. He has one line in the movie, but he's in that movie.
Also, Glenn Powell was in a show that I watched as a kid, and it was about a bunch of kids in like a plane crash that goes down on an island. I actually think it was a reality show that was on like Discovery Kids.
What?
Called a plane crash?
The breaks. What do you mean?
It was like Survivor. It was like Survivor for kids.
Actually Survivor.
But they like simulated plane
crash. They crashed a plane into an island?
Yeah, Survivor, they're like marooned on an island.
Yeah, but they didn't crash
a
plane.
I think I'm getting two different kids shows confused. Lost Howl.
There's a fake show, though.
Kid shows.
Or there's like a fictional show. What the heck is it called?
But the kids in the plane crash.
Yeah.
Called like Flight 47 Down, but I think that's the 9/11 movie.
No, it's like the parents are like sending all of their like bougie-ass kids to this fucking Survivor type thing, and they simulate this plane crash for them. Like the people who are, what the hell is it called? It was on like Amazon Prime.
Oh, yes. Wild.
Oh, the fictional show. It's not Yellow Jackets, but it's like Yellow Jackets. It's a bunch of kind of young girls.
Yeah, but they're not
too.
Eating each other.
I know, right. I know what you're talking about. Yes. Patricia watched that.
Yes.
And the girl from Fallout is in it.
I don't know. Okay. I only watched the first episode of Fallout. Too scary.
Walton. Speaking of cribs, did you guys see that JoJo, like the singer, get up? She did, when she was little and that song came out, she was little, and she did cribs and she had a house on the Cape. And she like showed just it like off an and everything.
These are my friends. They're so crazy.
No, but then they like later, like more recently, she said that wasn't even her house. She was just using it for cribs.
I heard this.
And I think that's like a common thing.
On cribs, yeah.
I just wanted to know if Missy Elliott actually had the Ferrari bed.
I don't remember that one.
Missy Elliott had a bed.
I feel like they always
her
had crazy
bed was
beds.
A Ferrari, and she would like sleep in it.
That's pretty sick.
And I thought that, and like the hood of the car would go up, and it was a TV.
Bring it back.
You're kidding.
Bring
me.
It back. I would eat that shit up all day.
That's pretty sick.
The thing is, people are just so like boring. Like I feel like every house looks the same. Like I need like weirdness, like that, like Corvette bed, not just like.
The thing is, we don't know. Bring back cribs, and then these celebrities will start doing crazy shit again.
Because AD is too manicured, too manufactured.
Yeah, it's like so good, like, though. I love it.
But they're bringing in...
The
like,
day of. Yeah.
Which also, I've read that cribs did that, too. And all the cars, when people are like, here's my garage, all the cars were rentals on cribs.
But like, we've got to make it interesting.
They had, I don't know if you remember the one from Wu-Tang Clan, Redman. He just lived at like his mom's house in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And it was just like the most like regular house. Of all time, and it was like one of the best episodes.
That's,
like,
that's funny.
Yeah, we do the laundry, well, you know, the whatever.
Me, I'm like, change the channel. Give me the Ferrari bed.
Give me the mega mansion.
Remember Mariah Carey, where she like gets in her bathtub at the end?
What?
She does. She like,
puts on a towel.
You guys get out
and she's
here.
Like, you guys get out of here. And I was like, what? I was just like 10, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm watching like, this right now.
You're like, I gotta go to my bedroom really quick.
Man.
Oh, bring it back. I feel like they tried. Didn't they try to bring it back?
Like cribs?
Recently?
Yes, they definitely have tried to do like revivals of it. But the thing is,
no one just, like, people just don't watch TV anymore.
Just
like
upload the whole thing onto just TikTok and
or
I'll watch
YouTube,
the whole damn thing.
Well, they probably do it on like the MTV app, but the MTV app sucks.
It's so bad. Oh my god, it's always been bad too. The website's been bad. Like I've used it my whole life. I feel
still love MTV.
Oh yeah, love MTV.
There's a really funny thing from The Simpsons where the neighbor divorces his wife and he's like got this whole big bachelor pad now and he has a race car bed for himself and Homer comes over and he's like, look at what I got, Homer. I have a race car bed. This is so cool. What do you think? And he goes, I don't know. I sleep in a big regular bed with my wife. It's just like so sad. But the race car, that's reminding me of the race car bed. That is kind of sick though to have a like Ferrari that opens up.
Yeah.
It's
that's
insane.
It's like an earthquake.
But imagine your shin hitting that in the middle of the night when you go up to just like, oh, where the fuck? God!
No.
Just a shin against hard steel. Yeah. Like,
God. Yeah, I have a steering wheel.
Just like, fuck this.
Yeah, it has a car alarm.
Sets it off.
So annoying. Yeah.
I will say, we got rid of our wooden bed frame and now have like a cloth one.
Oh, a soft frame
much better.
Bed?
Yeah.
Did you get a soft frame?
Yeah.
Best.
Game changer.
Oh, and it's great even when you move. It's just, it goes right on top of a box frame. Like, you know, the steel frame that you put a mattress on.
Yeah.
You know that? Uh-huh. But then you just slip it over and it's soft.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like two big pieces on my bed.
Wait, whoa, I have a wooden bed. What's bad about it?
You're knocking your shins.
Yeah, when you get like.
Oh,
you,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mine's like it's so low to the ground that like it's where my shin is.
Oof. Yeah.
We knock our shins 24/7 on that thing.
Oh, really? Permanent bone damage from the amount of times.
Yeah. Gonna have a broken.
And in the middle of the night, if you do it, or like. You're dead asleep and your partner does it, and then you think there's like an intruder because they're just screaming at the top of their lungs.
I thought Patricia went missing yesterday.
Wait, why?
Yo, missing.
Wait, why?
So I leave to go to I come back from the gym after our call, way after our call. This is around like 5:30, or I get home and it's like 6. And I know she's home because I see her locations in the house, and she's in like, I assume she's in one of the back rooms. I start like cooking up dinner and I'm like making Chinese food and I'm like Patricia, hey, dinner's ready, and she's like not answering. And then I look at the location, I'm like, where is she? And she's here in the house. And I go into each one of the bedrooms, she's not there. I go into the bathrooms, she's not there.
I don't like this. Yeah, that would freak me out.
And then I'm like, okay, she must be in the garage out back. She's always like out there doing stuff. I go back, she's not there. And I'm like, Patricia, I'm like shouting out. And I'm like, where the hell could she be? Patricia. And I call like her friends. I go, have you seen Patricia? I was like, no.
You start calling friends?
Like, you call her?
Well, because also I'm her cooking. Phone was at home? I'm cooking. So I don't
you
want
got the You got the pasta playlist on. You got eight minutes.
But it's just like I'm trying to just tend to my wok and my fried rice and my chicken and stuff. Yeah. I got
tried
a good thing going.
Her.
Yeah, I tried calling her, and she wasn't no answering. But I'm like, so clearly she must be somewhere in the house, and I'm losing my mind. And then I call her brother. I'm like,
while the wok is sizzling, too, you're like.
Wait, I'm definitely called her friends, because her friends are probably like, what the fuck, Matt? Like, you can't find her?
Yeah.
And
this is coming from the man also who multiple times has said he would stay calm in a
in a crisis.
Oh yeah.
I guess
missing
I was
for 10 minutes.
I was calm, but then I was like, I shouldn't. I was worried, like, should I be calling people? Or I didn't need.
Okay.
Didn't know
he's like,
which,
I'm the police.
I would not like calling police, but like
just curious.
It was about like a good 15, 20 minutes where I'm like, where the hell is she?
That's a decent amount of
Why
time.
Why would she leave the house without her phone? That, but I'm like, but where is her
Did
phone?
You only look at each room one time?
Three times?
Whoa.
But get this.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Mint Mobile. Now, do you say data or data or something else? Well, I say, actually, I say both depending on who I'm talking to. But for the longest time, I thought paying a fortune on my monthly data plan was just normal until we found out about Mint Mobile and their premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. And we're saving so much money by using Mint Mobile. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data or data, your choice, and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for just $15 a month. No matter how you say it, don't overpay for it. Shop data plans at mintmobile.com/influences. That's mintmobile.com/influences. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 GB plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and extra fees. See Mint Mobile for details. And now back to the episode.
So I.
She's like playing hide and seek.
That's it's.
I
feel like it's one of those
Scooby-Doo closets
things.
Of each one of the rooms, and I walked into each one of the rooms, and I looked into the bathrooms for each one of the rooms. And then finally, I'm on the phone with her brother, and I'm like, I cannot find your sister.
Her brother in Alabama?
In Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Much better. Further.
I don't know. I don't know why I called her brother. It was just the first person where, like, I called all of her immediate friends who I know that maybe would have talked. Sorry.
No, this is
it's
a funny story.
Funny.
Continue.
And then he's like, he goes, have you looked harder, like, around the house? And then that kind of freaked me out more. I'm like, what do you mean if I looked harder? Do you mean she's going to be like dead in a corner somewhere? Like, I'm like, where is she? And I'm like, Patricia! Patricia! I'm like,
oh my
shouting.
God.
And then all of a sudden I hear, what? And I run to the back bedroom. And so in our guest bedroom, sometimes if we're doing laundry and stuff, we'll put like our laundry baskets on top of the bed. And it's a low bed. She took a nap in the corner of that bed and put the sheets over her. You could not, if you walked in.
Like you can't tell it's her.
In one, I nap usually in that bedroom sometimes. She always naps in our main bedroom.
I see.
It was so unlike her to ever nap in that room.
Completely covered in the laundry.
Completely covered. You would have never noticed that a body was under there.
In
so,
the laundry.
So she wakes up.
She's like, what? And I'm like, I've been looking for you for 30 minutes. I'm on the phone with your brother right now.
Just fighting.
Helicopter above, SWAT team barging in.
Yeah. How many people did you call?
Three. I called her like best friend and like our other best friend. Who, like, I know she texts on the daily.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, did you, like, hear from her? When was the last time?
I think Patricia might be missing.
I was worried I was freaking out more the people calling more than myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
But. Especially, like, I'm assuming they're all not here in California.
No, the other two were, like, LA friends who lived, like, two blocks away. We're like, did she walk over to your place to, like, try on clothes but left her phone?
She's just wandering. Like,
yes. I'm like, where could my wife be without her phone? Like, it was, I don't know. It freaked me out.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys a story about Emma's friend that we like had? We went to her house because we had no idea where she was, but her location, like that whole thing.
No.
She one of her friends was like going to Vegas with her boyfriend and like that morning. And I was at Emma's house and she was like, it's just so weird. Like she's not, I've called her like three times. I've texted her. She hasn't said anything. Her phone says like her location and she's at her apartment, but she's supposed to be in Vegas. So like, I don't understand. And she has an extra key to her house. And she was like, will you come with me to like go see like.
Commit a crime.
Yeah, commit a crime. And so we went over there and it was just, she forgot her phone. It was just in the house. But I was like, oh God, she was like, don't. She's like, I'll go in first. I was like, oh my God, what are you expecting? Like, cause. You know,
I don't. It is a weird thing that we're so used to being able to know where everybody is at all the time that the second someone is unreachable, it's I at least go into panic mode too. Like on a beach somewhere, twice I've been on vacation with friends at the beach. There's like five people, two people, or even one person's like, I'm just gonna take a walk on the beach. I'm gonna leave my phone. I'll be back. And then I don't see them for like three fucking hours, and I'm like, well, this vacation's ruined. Are they gonna get back to the Airbnb? We need to get I have the keys to the car. They have the key to the Airbnb. We're in another country. Their passport. I can't do anything. And then I start walking up and down the beach, and I'm like, have you seen this man? And I start asking people because like if you go for a walk on the beach, don't go for more than like 30 minutes. Like be back because you don't know maybe. I don't know. Maybe we have like a dinner reservation we forgot about. And
yeah.
I don't. Yeah, just keep your fucking phone on. And no, it's fine. I'll be back.
Hey,
soon.
But let's go 90s, Mike. Let's go 90s.
If we're going 90s where it's just the two of us going together.
To the 90s?
That's fine.
That's some tea.
Go 90s with a partner.
With a friend, but like don't leave other people that are like waiting for you.
Well, that's how they used to do it back
in the
day.
Now there's rules. Now there's stipulations to your whole
I wouldn't go, 90s. No, I would never leave a crew of people on a beach in a foreign land and walk for 3 hours and be like, oh, yeah, I ended up getting like food here. And it's just like, what if we wanted to leave? I had to use the bathroom. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't go 90s when other people are depending on you. Go 90s with, you know, your local community, but I don't know.
I was even like freaking out when I was on the phone with like the people, like Patricia's friends, going, what if this audio is used in like a missing documentary where I'm just like, have you seen where do you know where Patricia is? I'm cooking Chinese food right now. And I can't find
did you
her.
Ever go to, oh my God, they're going to think it was me. The cops
are
going to think
I
killed her.
No, for sure not. No. I'd be like, bring that on all day. If someone wants to accuse me of a crime and I know I didn't do it,
on. What if they were like, let's just say it's him and get this shit over with and like blame it on you and get framed
they
you.
They framed you.
I'll be like, talk to my lawyer. Like,
yeah, but your lawyer's like, sorry, Matt, this is really...
Yeah,
this
doesn't
really
look, Matt, this doesn't look good.
And Carly, that would suck. It would be a terrible situation. That sounds like a nightmare, Carly.
Not
what if?
Good.
How would you feel?
Awful. I would feel insane. Are you like, yeah.
I'd visit you in jail.
You would?
I don't actually know.
I'd probably think he did it.
Have you ever talked to anybody in jail, like, through a window?
No, but, like, I kind of think that's very interesting.
You had a pen pal
in jail.
Oh,
you did?
And like when you're in school?
No.
Oh, I think we did that.
I had a pen pal in Mongolia.
Oh, that's cool. People have been writing Luigi in jail, and he like responds to a lot of people. King. Yeah, and he's like very sweet in the.
XO Luigi.
No, literally, he's like, oh wow, thank you so much, Luigi.
Keep like, slaying, bestie. You're like, someone else I saw. I don't know if this is real, but some guy from like another country came out and said that he was the guy who did it and like completely confessed to everything.
Wait, really?
I think it's just a crazy person trying to get that attention.
Always
but
happens.
It was like, oh, Luigi's able to be free now because someone else confessed to it. But I don't think that's the real case.
Dang. Yeah, they want to give him the death penalty.
I don't know. I've never been to a jail to visit somebody.
The death penalty is in the state of New York?
They're pushing for it.
Yeah, they want it.
Yeah, not good.
They're just trying to make like a statement, I think.
Okay. Are we doing Am I the Asshole?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Are we've passed the point of no return? Oh, we did pass the point of no return.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow. Another fun one.
Keep pushing it. I will say one of our last, I don't think it's our last podcast, but maybe the one before that, people were like obsessed. Like,
oh, because we were just
it.
Cackling the whole
just
time?
Yeah, yapping.
I think so. That's when Matt was hungover.
I'm insanely hungover.
You are so
I think
like,
you're like more relaxed when you're that way.
Okay, so I should just be drinking the night before I
a lot.
Your body doesn't have the ability to produce the anxiety.
Honestly, I think that's like a little less filtered too.
Okay.
You're just like,
I think that's so true because I remember like, now I hate hangovers, but like, when I first moved here and we were like drinking and stuff, I'd have hangovers, and the next day I'd be like, oh, I'm just laughing, and like, I don't know, you just feel real giddy. Yeah. I feel like the anxiety isn't really there, but as you get older,
oh,
it really
I love
comes.
Some good hangover laughs.
Yeah.
Like the morning after, you're still like, you still feel a little drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, guards are down. Just good times.
What is that? Like, why does being hungover make you a little slap happy? Just because you're tired and
I think the alcohol is still in your system. And you're also like coming to. What?
There's just like a
oh my gosh. Is that your hair or my hair?
I think it's like a
buzz.
Get it off.
Is it Patricia's? You might get DNA blamed.
You're being framed.
Like, I just wonder what they would do to because I feel like that probably happens a lot.
That I would have though a full like alibi from like the time I was gone that I said goodbye to her.
They were like,
this is gonna be used in the documentary. He admitted to having an alibi ahead of the trial.
When he was just thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, I'm accounted for everywhere I went. So.
I just think you would be the funniest friend.
Chinese food.
You'd be the funniest friend to be like framed for murder.
That would be.
Just because we've seen you accidentally like pretending to get arrested by police.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That was hilarious. Just because you're so innocent, like actually.
Bring it up. The biggest thing I'd be so conflicted about is like if you were being accused of murder is like, you know, the cops are going to ask you, like, where were you? What's your whole story? And especially if you didn't do it, you would be completely honest. But I'd be so worried if I said too much.
Course.
And they're like, whoa.
Well, everything can be said or used against you in a court of law.
You really like to yap, huh?
Right,
you got
right.
that podcast? You're really good at telling stories, huh, Mr. King?
Made up stories?
I'm obsessed with the bring it on. Like, in the doc, it would be Matt being like, bring it on. And then just him behind bars.
Yeah, just
bring it on, bring
black
it on.
And white.
But wait, none of us have ever talked to someone behind a glass.
Oh,
right?
No.
Thank God.
Didn't you go to a jail when you were in school?
Yeah, but we didn't talk to anyone through a glass. Like
we did that
phone.
Too. It's like a scared straight. Like
you did a scared straight? No,
but it's like, don't. It was part of the DARE program. They brought us to like the local county jail to like see what it's like when you get your fingerprint processed and what it's like when you sit in the waiting room and
they put
you in a cell.
Take mugshots of you guys. Just like 6-year-olds just like...
That'd be
but you're all
that'd
smiling because you don't know.
I have my picture of when I graduated from DARE, and it's...
You graduate from DARE?
Wait, what?
I feel like I don't really know what DARE is. Like, I know it's drug...
Drug resistance.
Drug.
Like, I know it's, like,
know
what
that
it
we,
is.
Like,
it's a program.
Got a cap and gown.
It's drug awareness, resistance, education, right? Is that it?
I don't know. Probs. I haven't done that since, like, 6th grade.
I thought it was just, like, a... You learn about in school. I don't know.
I thought
you
so too.
They kind of like had to rebrand it because it became like this ironic, cool. like cool thing to
yeah.
wear. But sometimes I feel like I see them outside of like grocery stores or something.
I know, same.
Like a table, it's like DARE, yeah. and I'm like,
it's like outside of Whole Foods.
But like, if I go up, what are they gonna tell me? Like, what?
Listen,
being...
I smoke weed. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
that's as
like,
far as I'll
high?
go.
To resist drugs and violence. Oh, yeah, and this was, like, Tony the Tiger was
to
the...
To resist drugs and violence, but that's not the fucking acronym. Like, it's D-A-R-E. To
drug
resist
drug abuse, awareness. Resistance, education.
Oh, drug abuse. I think they might have changed it to awareness at some point.
But it's, like, DARE. Like, I dare you to do it.
That aims to prevent drug use, gang membership, and violent behavior, often involving police officers visiting elementary school classrooms to educate children about the dangers of drugs and how to resist peer pressure. Yeah, like I didn't know that you graduated DARE.
What was it like a cut? You
were
a Cub Scout.
You have to take a drug test to graduate.
I could see like you did
pass.
Like
six.
A day seminar of something, and they like certify
yeah.
you. I
yeah.
feel like I probably did that as a Cub Scout. I just don't remember. Did you guys ever have mad science come to your school?
Wait, yeah, I think so.
Like they would do
yes,
like a show, like we're mad science.
Yes, and that was the first time I ever heard someone say. I don't even know the saying anymore, but like a watch pot never boils or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good phrase.
Yeah, like you've heard that, right?
I think about that a lot.
Well,
what does that mean?
A watch pot.
It's like
pot.
When you're watching your
water boil.
Water
like it's
boil.
Never going to boil if you're just like staring at it. Like,
but it does eventually.
I
stand there
it takes
and I watch
forever.
It.
I do believe that when I look at it, it's like pressing pause. So I just walk away.
But then I walk away and I go like watch TV and forget about it. And then I'm like, oh, whoops.
You don't hear it?
Set a timer where I'm like, how long does it take for this?
Well,
much
yeah,
water
it's just like an old saying.
And then
I think it's old. It's basically saying like, don't waste your time and like watch it. And he said that because he was doing some experiment with boiling water. And I was like, I literally was like, is that true? Like, I thought it was true. So
I remember
earnestly.
He had like wall insulation, like the pink or like yellow stuff. But he's like, this is tobacco. this can destroy your lungs. Oh. And he was like doing, they were doing science experiments talking about like.
It was like in the gym, right?
So it didn't work for you.
Well, then when I was a kid, I was confused because every time I was in an attic, I'm like, that's tobacco. Like, in terms of there's like insulation. Like he was, it was some bizarre experiment.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Do you guys like those stoplights that like you can't really see them until you like drive through and then it like kind of like opens up instantly? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not kind
like
of.
A hooded stoplight?
But it's like the glass in front of it. It's almost like you can't see it until you like drive up to it and then it like.
That seems dangerous.
Immediately like, I know. It seems so impractical.
Because you're like, what color is it going to be?
Right. I do like the way they look, but.
I don't know what that is.
Like regular stoplights, it's just like bright and you can see it. But sometimes you'll see a light that you can't really tell what it is. But then as you drive up to it, it like.
We're talking about
he's like, I don't even know how to Google that.
Stop light. It's,
I think you know what I'm talking about? But in my head, every time I see it, I think it's a bad bulb.
That's
like, I think it's something that like the bulb's gone bad or at least like the paint on it has tarnished.
Yeah, it looks like it's a solid color instead of like a bunch, you know, like a regular stoplight. It looks like it's just a bunch of mini LEDs inside of it. And it looks like it's a bunch of small lights. But this one, it just looks like one solid light. And you can't really see it till you drive up to it. And then it opens up. I have a theory. I guess if you don't know what it is, then it's going to make no sense. But my theory is it makes people drive slower because it, like
they don't know what
you intentionally can't tell what the fucking light is until you get to it.
So that's scary. What if it's red and you're just like, oh, shit.
Well, that if you don't know what it is, you're like, I better fucking slow down anyway because I can't see what it is.
I would
is.
Just be like, yeah.
It's green.
I never understand.
You're
going
to need to send me what that looks like.
I'm going to record it the next time.
Hold on. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Lucy. Now, Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken open to release extra flavor and hydration. It's 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Now, Lucy comes in a bunch of flavors, including mint, mango, berry citrus, apple cider, apple ice, espresso, etc. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/good and use promo code good, G-O-O-D, to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co. Use code good to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. And now, back to the episode.
Sorry.
There were two sentences going at the same
time. I will record the next time I see it, and I will send it to you guys. Because I think it's one of the things that I really like seeing. I'm like, oh, there's one of those. It's like a little, you know, mini game in real life when I find one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thought it'd be something that people recognize, but I don't know.
I just never understand it when there's like street signs, like, you know, highway signs and stuff like that. Like, they usually should be pretty, what's the word, like luminescent when like your light's hitting it at night.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just like you can't read it. It looks like someone just tossed oil top of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened there? Like, why is that not shining anymore?
Probably the sun.
Yeah, maybe.
Exposure. I don't know.
Make them better.
I'm no scientist.
Make them better.
I'm no photosynthesizer.
Cheating on Topo today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I love Topo Chico, as we all know. And I recently discovered that at Costco, they sell Topo Chico, and the Topo Chico Costco versions are like 50% bigger than the regular ones. Do you know about this?
No, I saw you at Costco yesterday.
You saw, and you didn't say hi?
No, like on
on Find My Friends.
So I was like, why the fuck isn't you texting me back? And I was like, where is this little bitch?
Okay,
and then you were at Costco, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I had to go get a suitcase.
How many booms for that?
Probably one.
Yeah, do it.
Well, so they usually have these glass bottles that are cheaper and they're bigger. Like the regular Topo Chico's thing is like 12 ounces. So one is like not fully satisfying. I was like, I wish there's a little more, but Costco has these 50% bigger ones that are so fucking good. And then I went to Costco and they don't have them anymore. They have plastic bottles. Ooh. And I will be buried before you see me drinking a Topo Chico out of a plastic fucking bottle. I don't know why I feel sacrilege to drink Topo Chico out of plastic.
How's that one?
This one's pretty good. I don't like that it's in plastic, but you get like 24 for the same price.
What's the name of it?
Mason Perrier. It's Perrier.
Oh, okay.
But Perrier always seems like plastic to me for some reason.
It's his government name.
Maison Perrier. Yeah. But some people are always like commenting and messaging me that Topo Chico's like has PFAs or something. And then I tried to look it up and they say that they eliminated all of them, but then people are saying they still have more than you should have.
What's PFAs?
It was like forever chemicals.
Forever chemicals.
Oh.
PFAS, like PFAs.
Teflon.
Yeah, but like I don't. It's water in a glass bottle. I don't understand.
It's like you drink soda. You drink beer, soda. Like it's probably in everything.
I don't know, but the people have said that this is a better brand, and it's from France, so it feels a little fancier.
Oh, Perrier.
Yeah, exactly.
Perrier.
And what's the other one?
Pellegrino.
Pellegrino. That's a pretty good one.
Can make you shit.
Really?
I love them. They have a really good one, a blood orange one.
Jack. Oh yes, I know what you're talking about.
A flavored Pellegrino.
Jack Shepherd though, one time just said like you can really only have one. If you have like two in a day, they can kind of run right through you.
Yeah, I guess if they're flavored with like the artificial, I could see you having like diarrhea.
I don't know.
They're so yummy.
Are they all flavored?
No. I think it's like classic.
Yeah, I don't know
like
why this one says
sparkling water.
This one says ultimate. I don't know what that means. Like
the
why
ultimate?
Is this?
It's caffeinated.
I don't think so. It's just zero,
just a more hops in it.
It's just way super carbonated.
It's an IPA.
It is. I do like the idea of just like getting foods and like drinking from other parts of the world. Like my coffee every day. Yeah. When I have my coffee in the morning, that coffee is from Africa. So I'm like the
worldly.
I'm getting coffee beans from Africa, which is grown in like African soil and rain and the air there.
You're gonna be broke after
the
these tariffs.
Down in Africa.
And then I get water from France. I'm you know I feel like it's good
as
to
of
have
yesterday.
Like
yesterday.
What? What do you mean?
Didn't
as of
you
yesterday?
Just get this yesterday?
I mean, oh no, this was from my last Sunday's Costco trip. Yesterday, I literally just went to get a suitcase.
What kind did you get?
At Costco?
Samsonite. Oh, it's so much cheaper.
Samsonite. I was so close.
Yeah.
At Costco?
What's that from?
Yeah,
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Swanson's. What?
Swanson's Samsonite.
You got to get an Away. They're so good.
A what?
An Away.
What's an Away? Oh, an Away suitcase?
Yeah.
I feel like those were all the rage in like 2017 when YouTube started.
Still the rage.
I feel like though everybody has Aways. So right when those bags start coming out of the baggage claim, you're like, oh, sorry, that one's yours.
You gotta put like a little name
sticker or something.
Or sticker, yeah.
I
yeah.
like writing my name in big letters on my luggage.
Oh my God, just huge.
Is this just me? The baggage claims.
Oh.
Have I said this before? When those bags come out, whose bags are those? Because it looks like nobody's picking them up.
They're probably
the
people
first
are
round
yet.
Of bags.
It's always like 12 bags come out, nobody grabs them, and then the other bags start coming out, and everyone's grabbing them. And I'm like, what?
Maybe it's like the flight attendants and stuff. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
maybe.
Or like the pilots. Maybe
no, flight attendants don't check bags. That's a good question.
But you see what I'm seeing though? That like when I'm standing around baggage claims, I'm like, why are nobody getting these bags? Because it seems like
I have a theory.
What
could be? Families get to the airport really early because they have families and they have extra luggage. They get there early. Their luggage gets put. No, that doesn't make sense. I was going to say
like
it gets put
people,
in the back.
If it's the first ones out, like maybe those people are using the restroom. Also, like typically they're circular. So it's like maybe not everyone is standing on the same side.
But you're saying you see a full revolution.
I'm just always surprised. Like when I'm waiting for my bag, there's always a bunch of other bags and no one's grabbing those
interesting.
Bags.
Interesting.
Like, and I feel like I see the same bags going around. I'm like, whose bag was
maybe
this?
Maybe they're all like the lost bags that are finally found.
Yeah.
Do you help other people get their bags? Like if you see like a small woman struggling, do you like help?
I would help. Yeah, sure. But it depends on the
He's
context.
Like, no.
I try to help like big beefy dudes. I'm like, I got you, pal. No, I'm kidding. Let's
It depends on the context. Because I don't know. I think airports also are a place where it's like you got to just give people like there's a lot of people are just very anxious. Like they don't want people like,
usually
touching
it's
their
older
stuff.
Women.
I'll
help them.
People put their bags in overhead things all the time when I'm on the plane. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit there up against the rail waiting for my bag. I wait until I see my bag and then I go and get it.
The best thing I ever saw in Europe, some country in Europe, they have like a line that's a foot and a half away that you have to stand behind. And if everybody does that, everybody has a full view and you don't have to like muscle your way in.
Smart.
Every airport should do this.
Oh. Yeah. Or like security when it's going through like the scanner. I don't get why people will like sit there and wait right as the bags are coming out.
Oh,
when I'm
right.
Like, back up with everybody else and wait for your bag to reach it. Why are you so important to stand right there in front of all these people?
I know. It's we need more education at the airports for sure.
Yeah, just a little bit more etiquette, you know? Some baggage get prioritized when getting off the plane.
Yeah, like status too. Like TJ's diamond medallion, so his always comes out first.
So the main reason on why the OP's baggage never arrive, one of the first fall under
priority baggage.
Okay.
Am I also reading? Here's a, like, say that you are a part of that airline and you have the priority baggage. A lot of people will get off the plane and then like go to the club
the lounge or something
and like get take a shower or whatever and then like go get their luggage.
Oh my god, I maybe can't even that relax. Just like just land, I'm gonna eat breakfast and shower.
Have you ever taken a shower at an airport?
No.
I know that they exist in the lounges. I see it, but I'm never like, I gotta go just never get like, naked in an airport. It's never like in my
yeah. And like if you do that, do you have to wear like flip flops, I'm assuming?
There's only been one time that I have wanted to do that, and it's when we got stuck there for 13 hours.
Oh, yeah.
But like we could not get access.
Like do you have to change the clothes? Well, ready in like a go bag.
Think of like flight attendants or like businessmen who are like taking specific flights to like get in and then go straight to the office.
Oh yeah, if you're a flight attendant, 100%, because they have to be just like clean and sharp and ready to go. God, pilots have the best haircuts.
How do you ever see? They're always wearing hats.
They're always so like trim.
They have that just military cut looks like they got a haircut that morning.
Yeah, those they really do.
Trim.
They probably did. I never ever check a bag. I mean, like, I will if I have to, but like, fuck it. I hate the wait. It takes so long. I'm just like, get me off this fucking plane, out of this airport.
I do everything in me not to check a bag. Like, I can travel for like 2 weeks and have a carry-on.
Holy crap.
I always love seeing like when you're especially about to go on an international flight, you're in the international terminal and you see the different airlines come in, but all the flight attendants and the pilots, like their whole team, and they got the cool outfit together.
Korea
and
Air, like, Swiss Air.
Everyone's looking great. I'm like, what a fun bunch.
Like just like, a crew. Yeah.
What's the dynamic like?
Where are you guys going?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever showered in like a public. Yeah, ever. In like a public place, like a gym.
Dorm?
Well, spa? I was gonna say dorm is the only time, I think. Like, never at a gym. I've never showered at an airport. I've never showered like
a spa.
A
nice spa day.
No.
What about at a beach, like a little outdoor shower pool?
Really?
No, I've never. I mean, I've honestly not been to the beach like that much to like in my swimsuit and stuff.
I've showered a lot of places. I think
a beach outdoor like pool.
I mean, now like, that sounds nice. Like if I was in like a swimsuit in like sandy, I'd probably.
Oh,
know.
It's so There's nice. Nothing worse though, just taking a shower even at a friend's house. I mean, in terms, you're like, how? I don't know how to fucking work your shower.
Yeah.
What's hot? Where's
it's
cold?
Always
Where's
wrong.
The good
it's
spot?
Always wrong.
It's always wrong. And you're like getting mad, but you're like, this is not their fault. This is just not my shower. But I just wish all showers were on the same
Universal.
System.
Yeah.
I can go up to a sink and I can kind
you can
of
work
figure it out.
Yeah.
But showers, sometimes. It's like, you figure it out. You figure it out.
Good luck, buddy.
Especially sometimes when it's not labeled like HC.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh God.
But sometimes it is and it's opposite. So it's just like, well, what the fuck?
And if it's only one, like sometimes it's one knob, sometimes it's two, but the pressure is not good enough. So I need to crank the cold up, crank the hot up.
And the worst one is when we have one of these in our shower, the like handheld.
Mm.
If you turn the shower the wrong way, then it's coming out of the handheld and not the up
top. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, I have done it so many times where I'll like go to turn off the shower and then accidentally turn it too much and then the handheld will come and spray
and
me
it's cold.
With like freezing cold water.
You know, and I feel like just such like a little like I'm cold, I'm naked, yeah. I'm just like, putting my hand in, just like oh
yeah, like a little naked mole rat.
Yes.
I have a question. Is the shower at the beach warm? Like is it warm water that comes out?
Usually. If it's like in the middle of summer and it's like kinda hot out, it will be lukewarm.
It's pretty like lukewarm.
Okay, I was like, how do people
it's not freezing now.
You know what I love? Lukewarm hose that's been like snipped to rinse off sand off your feet.
Oh my god.
When you're going down a beach dock and you're like, oh wait, I gotta rinse off. And it's just gentle and it goes right over your feet.
And it comes right off.
Love it.
When you shower in someone else's house and they have like a loofah,
no,
are you,
you
using
are
their loofah?
Using
no way. No
I
way.
Always am concerned that when people someone shower else. At my house, that they're using my loofah. So 100% of the time, if someone stays at my house, I just buy a new loofah because I don't want to ask. I don't want to question it. I'm just like,
don't ask.
I just assume they did, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Unless a psychopath is staying at your house, I don't think they're using your loofah.
If you're really, really rich and you have a big ass house, and I'm in a guest bedroom and there's a loofah in that bathroom,
and a guest
I'm
bathroom.
Using that loofah because I know you got money and that you want that there and that this is a room for guests. So.
I'm saying like my parents stayed at my house and my parents took a shower. I'm like, I don't know if my parents know to not use my
loofah.
Don't
you have different bathrooms?
I have two showers, yeah. But I let my parents use my like bathroom with all my stuff in it.
You didn't get it ready for them?
get the.
That's on you.
No, I wanted them to use the better, bigger bathroom and all the stuff.
I didn't use a loofah for like a good portion of my life.
What were you using?
Like 12
I never
years.
Really used
a
bar?
I used my hands.
My hands.
With a bar?
Because I thought loofahs. This is me like teenage boy mode. I thought loofahs were for like girls.
Well, they kind of were. I feel like they were kind
it's
of marketed.
It's for exfoliating,
yeah.
but
then when Axe was like coming out with like Axe loofah,
manly loofah,
I was like, oh, it's that's black. What it's for. Is it gets when I started getting psoriasis and I realized I needed to like put better lotion and covering my body or soap. That's when I used it. But now I love loofahs.
Are you using like regular bar soap?
No.
So what were you using with your hands?
Just like just liquid the shower soap and then gel, rub. And I would just
that's
get it going.
Oh my god, that's like starting a fire getting that shit foamed up.
You just put it right on your body.
Well, I step out of the, like I get a little wet and then I get all kind of sudsy. And like
it takes 8 minutes to get that. It's just like the liquid.
What are you saying?
Let me turn you on to the Dove
what do
foam
you
pump.
Mean?
Ooh, a foam pump.
Oh my god, it is. I found it like 5 years ago. It's the
I
only soap I bought.
That's
it's
what TJ's parents
it's
get.
Foam. So when you pump it out, it's like a fucking pound of foam.
Oh, that
in like
so
three
good.
Pumps, and it's already sudsed up. You put that on a loofah, you're in and out in like 5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
You're
let's just take shorter out. Showers.
Yeah. I feel like half the time in the shower is getting the fucking soap. Like, it's, I'm just.
That's great. I never even think about the soap. Like, I'm just like.
That's just like not. That's just you being you.
No. This foam shit has like 5-star reviews on every website. It's an unbelievable.
Yeah, but you like it because you think that it's doing. You're like. Getting
it.
Rid of a step,
yes.
Which like it's the soap is doing the same thing.
Let's just get the all in one shampoo, body gel, all of it, and then
no, eight but it, soap has to be sudsy for it to work. No,
no.
Otherwise, you're just like it's not like, rubbing cream on. It's not cleaning you.
It
doesn't
have
to be
sudsy.
I don't think soap works unless it suds up.
No, it doesn't have to be sudsy.
It's got to be sudsy.
Think of when you like wash your hands with hand soap.
You got to fucking, that's why they say happy birthday.
Hand sanitizer cleans you and it doesn't suds up.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, it's
that's alcohol. Alcohol just kills the germs.
No, I think you're wrong.
Soap has to be suds up for it to work. That's why they say sing happy birthday to yourself twice because it's you have to get it.
It's one time.
Okay.
No, soap doesn't need to lather to work.
Yeah, you're just making things up.
Yeah.
The presence of bubbles is not a measure of its cleaning ability, and many soaps are designed to clean effectively without producing much lather. Lather is not essential for cleaning. You, I can read you how soap cleans if you like.
Sure. Oh God.
When
I can't
soap
believe
is
this.
When soap is mixed with water,
we need to just get a fact checker to dispute everything Mike says.
I mean, we don't really need it, but
I didn't claim that this was how it works. I said this is how I think it works.
Well, okay. I mean, Mike
semantics.
Like my face cleanser isn't like foamy, but it still works and takes
this
my
is
makeup
shocking.
Off.
You said for soap to work, it has to be sudsy.
Okay, fine.
Play back the tape.
I do like it when face cleanser,
do
though,
too.
Does get
foamy.
Foamy. Otherwise, it just feels like I'm washing myself in cum.
I know what you mean. It's
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you're just
especially
like,
this,
what the fuck
that's
is
that's what
this?
I like about it.
I don't know. It's just like.
I agree. Yeah.
I need it to.
I
like,
know what you mean. And
I
want to
feel like I'm in a skincare commercial.
I mean, the sudsiness does make it feel better, though. Like, I think that's maybe where you're coming from. Like it feels like you're getting more clean if it's sudsier.
I hate staying at a hotel because hotel only has the
because
soap.
Hotel.
Regular soap.
He regular
says,
soap.
Because hotel has.
It just.
They don't have the Dove foam.
You could do like a fucking palm full of soap and I will be there for 8 minutes just getting it going.
But you don't need to do that.
Well,
now
this
he knows.
Is news to me.
Now he knows.
I think that you just like the way that feels and that's like a preference.
I know. I just thought that soap is like useless unless it gets in there and suds up and
oh my
that's
God,
how
you
it
are
gets.
Crazy.
And then
that's
using
so funny
that.
For years.
And using your hands is so much less surface area. Like a loofah is like way more surface area. So for every action you do, it's covering more.
Yeah, I just think it's doing like the same thing.
I'm learning.
You just have your preference.
I'm learning a lot today, folks.
Loofah's probably better just because it like exfoliates.
Totally.
Get more surface area.
Yeah.
That's
I just don't
for
really,
sure.
Yeah. And I've tried so many different kinds. Like I get like every time I'm in the supermarket, I'm like, ooh, the one on a stick, that might be good. That one's not good. And then
but
it's
you
like,
can, like reach
looks,
your back.
Yeah. I know, it's not great. It's like
some for, people need that.
Did you like,
but it's like, it looks
no, it's,
like.
It's like a medical thing.
Yes.
Are you washing your loofahs?
No, I just buy new ones like
well,
every
I was buy like
months.
A pack of like
well, they're like
six,
20 cents.
And every like 2 or 3
I do
want
to buy a natural one because all the ones I'm buying are just like the plastic ones for like $1.
I thought you just put it in the like washing machine.
No, I think they'll like disintegrate. It's made out of plastic. It's not like a good.
And sometimes I feel like I need the natural ones. I just don't like the look of them.
They make like normal looking.
Well, it's like, you know how like back in the day, like for, you know, before toilet paper, they would use sponges.
Oh yeah.
And on a stick. Yeah. And those look just like the natural loofahs. And those just look like shit wipers from the 1800s.
Second fact to educate you on today. You can wash a loofah. It's recommended to do so regularly to prevent bacteria buildup. You can wash them in the washing machine, dishwasher, or soak them in a diluted bleach solution.
But is that a regular plastic loofah? Because I feel like the idea of a loofah means that it's natural.
I feel like a lot of clothes are just literally plastic. So
yeah.
Oh,
you
okay.
know,
just a regular. That's why I said it, because I thought that you're supposed to do it weekly.
Damn.
I read that you're supposed to change your loofah every like 3 or 6 months or something. So
it's
like
a months?
Toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush. That's a big thing. People, I think, like when I go to someone's house. And their toothbrush,
great. You're like, God.
It was like a monster.
Fucking crazy.
Yes. It looks just like a Sesame Street character. You're just like, what the fuck?
It is. But I'll never say anything.
Unless it's like, and their toothpaste is just like down to the last bit. And you're like, I don't know what's happening.
I feel like it's more like a man thing.
I've seen girls with fucked up.
What are you doing in your mouth that's making the toothbrush do that?
People, like, I think they haven't replaced they're like, it like all year.
Yeah.
I just saw, it was a video of a woman and her husband's toothbrush was turned around. It's like the same exact toothbrush. We got it at the same exact time. She turned hers around and it's like normal, perfect, and then turned his around and it looked like that.
Ugh.
I think guys think you just need to fucking get in there like it's scraping off a car
battery.
Have
you bought
something.
Like soft bristle toothbrushes?
Oh yeah, the best.
Yeah, but I use them like on occasion. I use them when I travel. But some like Patricia though doesn't like them because she feels like it's not cleaning her teeth harder. But I love it. It feels like I'm like washing my teeth or brushing my teeth with a pillow.
I've been doing this thing where I have an electric toothbrush and I've been putting toothpaste on it without water, and it feels like when you're at the dentist and they clean your teeth. And it feels like so clean to me. It feels like I'm at the dentist.
When you finish brushing your teeth, do you then rinse your mouth out with water?
No, you're not supposed to.
I've been trying not to do that.
It ruins your day, though. It's fine.
Yeah. What I do is I spit it out, and then I wet my toothbrush again to clean it off, and then I suck off the water.
Ew!
I would do that when I was little,
and then I spit it out.
I would do that when I was like little.
I'll sometimes do a rinse.
Aaron, you're like, that's like something like a 7-year-old boy does. Just like,
and then blowing a snot like bubble out of your nose.
Getting all the stuff you just brushed out of
your... No, it's clean. It's clean again.
You
like a Justin Bieber.
That's like...
How is it different than just using it again to brush your teeth at night?
A clean pass is reasonable. You like rinse it off and then you do another clean
pass. I don't see what the problem is because you just use it in your mouth though.
Totally.
Like what's the issue?
Sucking the water is
crazy. Yeah, but then I spit it out. It's like just clean water.
I also would put my hand under the water and go,
yeah.
Right. I get it's not that gross.
Yeah.
Just the idea of it.
At least I'm brushing my teeth.
Listen, I changed completely.
Before you leave the house.
Sorry, that was about like I will go to the gym sometimes not having brushed my teeth.
Yeah.
Oof, asinine.
Or just like live
but I'm not
morning.
Talking to anybody. No one's getting up in my face at the gym.
I know. We've talked about this, but you are going.
Yeah.
That breath is traveling.
Or people who
I know
don't,
that was dumb. I'm a changed man.
People who don't cap their toothpaste.
Oh, like put the cap
it's
back
the
on?
Same person that has the exploded head of a toothbrush.
I think that all caps of toothpaste should just be the one that
the
I
snap
have.
Snap on?
Yeah.
Screwing it on?
Am I
at the car factory right now screwing a bolt onto a thing?
I will say, like, I have face lotions that are, like, screw on like that, and I will not put them back on because I'm just like, this is so annoying.
Like, I'll just use it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That, and also your hands are all greasy, so you're trying to, like, screw it on. Yeah, flip caps, and the ones that stand upright, too, is the best because it's, like...
Gotta make sure
the flip cap.
Yeah, flip cap and then stand it up.
Yeah.
But, God, some people's... It's... Ugh. I feel like we should start telling people, hey... Replace your toothbrush.
Your toothbrush looks crazy.
Yeah.
The best one, by the way, that I've never had a cavity in my life, the spin brush, it's like $9 at a CVS. You go to these places, you see like a $150 fucking Oral-B or whatever.
Sonicare, yeah.
What yeah, I have Sonicare.
And it's like one head. The spin brush is like $11, and it's got the same little circle head, but then it also has a bottom one that goes up
but
and down.
But it's not replaceable head, so you're having
no,
to...
No, it does. It is. Oh. You twist it off and put a new one on. Okay. And it's like $8.
What
change
episode
your life.
Did you talk about this in, like... Your favorite
I feel like
products
it was life hacks
or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My spin brush?
Oh, yeah.
It used to be owned by Crest. and the motor was so much stronger, and then I bought like a new one, and now it's just this other brand that's just called Spinbrush, and the motor's like much weaker.
It's from TikTok Shop.
No, but
I love my.
I think Nolan bought one. I think that exact one for like cleaning like behind stuff. Like, well, no, I mean
like just cleaning grout. Yeah,
because it's like ten. It's like $10.
Do you know Colgate University?
Yeah.
But is it true that that university has nothing to do with Colgate?
I assumed it had nothing to do with Colgate.
Oh, I thought it was like...
I was just about to say, go, like, the dentist.
Colgate family. It's like Johnson & Johnson University. I thought it was like...
There's no Johnson & Johnson University.
Correct, but if it did exist, you would think that it's like, oh...
Coca-Cola University.
Right. In my head, I always thought Colgate University had to have come from, like, the Colgate family, but apparently it has no connection.
Yeah.
Is Occidental a word, or is that just the name of that school?
I think it's the name of the school.
It doesn't
like,
mean
accidental
anything.
Accidental is a word.
But the word Occidental, doesn't it sound like it would be a real word?
I'm trying to think of the etymology of OCCI.
It's accidental in British. Occidental.
Occidental.
Who's Occidental?
I don't know, Mike.
It says that Occidental College, it's a liberal arts college.
But is it a word?
He's Occidental got it up. Leather.
It's in LA.
Yeah. It's like right where Obama.
Oh, Occidental. Obama relating.
Street.
Relating to
Isn't
countries
it where
of the
Obama
West.
Obama went to school?
Hold on. We're talking way too much. Mike, say what it is.
Occidental is a word that means relating to countries of the West.
Okay. A native or inhabitant of the West.
So we are Occidental because we're in the West.
I thought that was where like Obama went to college.
Occidental?
Can you do that one?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, because then there's a...
Barack, I thought, went to Columbia and then he went to Harvard.
Yeah, but
well,
Harvard,
there's like
the
street named after him.
Oh,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, Occidental.
Nice. And
Aaron, what a pull.
You didn't know that?
He went to three
I got At least I got Columbia and Harvard, right? Okay, give me that.
Yeah, but you don't know the small schools.
But he went to from 1979 to 1981.
Wow. That's when you were born, right? Yeah, because there's the Barack Obama Highway.
Why do they think his middle name is Hussein?
It is.
It is.
Okay, it is Hussein. So is that why they're like, oh, he's not from here?
Barack Saddam Hussein.
It's because they're racist.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just like, is that where it came from? Like, I don't understand.
No, people just wanted to...
discredit him.
Discredit him and think that he had like, oh, his middle name is Hussein.
Yeah.
He has to have terrorist connections. Like, it's the most like stupid... Yeah,
and Donald Trump was a big part of like making it popular.
The messaging.
When he was running for re-election in 2012 against whoever it was.
Do we think that him and Michelle are broken up?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a big rumor that he was dating Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Michelle haven't been spotted together.
I know they only on Valentine's Day they posted together, but they have not been seen a lot together. I've been having anxiety, but I heard that's like right media trying to make that happen. But if they're saying that, then do a photo op.
But
if they're not doing it.
And the post for Valentine's Day, I feel like I remember it was just like very
like
Hallmark card.
It was like one
normal.
Line, two lines.
Not like how he would normally post for me.
Yeah.
He didn't copy line for line from a different Valentine's Day.
And he went to dinner with just the girls, Michelle, nowhere to be seen. And that was in LA.
Is she in good health?
I think so.
I don't know.
I also hate that people think, like, so annoying. People are like, she was a man. I'm like, literally. Yeah.
That's just nonsense.
I know.
Has there ever been, though, like, a president, like, that has gotten divorced post, like, a first lady and president?
I mean, like, post-presidency? The gossip in me would, like, love the scandal, but, like, genuinely, I would hate it because I think they're so sweet. Yeah. I think they're a good pair.
Yeah.
But, like... Could you imagine that as headline news? Like, Obama leaves Michelle for Jennifer Aniston?
Do you think both of them would be happier not being together, though?
Well, knowing them personally, yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, they seem cute. I don't know.
No one's heartbroken in this situation.
Hopefully they're together, honestly. I hope
hopefully they're together. I'd be shocked if, like, Barack... I don't even...
Maybe she left him, though. Maybe she was like, you know what? I'm sick of it. Maybe. I'm going to go...
Their daughters are always like out in LA. Someone just needs to like run into them drunk and ask.
Yeah, we should go to Saddle Ranch.
Hi. One second. How's your mom? Why haven't they been together?
Yeah. Get the tea.
There's that story of when like they met and then after he became the president, Obama or Barack said to Michelle. He was like, see, it's a good thing you dated me, because, you know, who knew that if you didn't decide to date me, you would have been dating the president. And then Michelle goes, honey, whoever I would have dated would have ended up being the president.
Ooh.
I love that.
And that's like one of these stories. But then apparently this story was also around during like Hillary Clinton. And it's like one of these fake stories that every generation just hears about the wife of the president.
They
where
copy
it's like,
and paste it,
honey,
all of that shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like gobble, gobble.
It's like those ones that I see, and it's like Steve Jobs' last words he said on his deathbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, make sure you watch every sunset and be sure to kiss your kids goodnight. It's this whole like manifesto of life. And I'm like, Steve Jobs would have never said this.
Yes. Like, no, for sure. What's the stock at?
Well, we can add it to the list of things to ask the girls when we see them out.
Oh, Michelle and Sasha and Malia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a life goal, is to be a clue in the crossword puzzle. I think that that is like such a cool thing.
Oh yeah,
they're always
when
in
Emma,
it.
When Emma Chamberlain was on
you were in it.
I was in it.
Well, just
what?
Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron's in it like all the time.
Is Matt in it all the time?
No, Matt King's not.
Yeah,
Matt's not either. Matt's because Sasha and Malia they like words that are like vowel consonant. Because it
like
makes it easier.
Name.
Yeah, Aaron. Yeah, exactly.
When Emma Chamberlain, though, was on it, like,
it
I
said
saw
Emma
right,
Chamberlain.
It goes,
oh, yeah.
The most Coffee. Popular vlogger girl in, like, the world or something. Oh. And it was like, or popular internet Emma or something. And I was like, and it was right in the morning. And I screenshot and I sent it to her. And I was like, holy shit,
that's
you're in the
crazy.
Crossword.
Did she text you back?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She didn't text me. I DM'd her on Instagram, I think. But I was just like,
what'd she say?
It was cool. Just. You
she's
know
like,
someone
yeah, know.
Who's
like,
in the crossword, and you like,
yeah.
I don't know if she may have known about it like weeks in advance, because like I don't know.
Like
if,
maybe
like,
they get alerted.
No, I don't know if they're doing that.
You don't
think
Will
Shorts is being like, hey, we're gonna put Emma Chamberlain in the crossword in about 2 weeks. Can you
alert, alert, alert,
alert her team.
I want to go get her coffee.
Chamberlain coffee.
Yeah,
it's always at Century City.
Yeah, that's where I want
to
get it.
Should we go to take a dance lesson at JoJo Siwa's dance studio in Burbank? I drive by it all the time, and I'm like, what is going on?
It's always empty, though. Like, no,
I know.
It's never,
what's going on in there?
I think that she uses it.
I think so, too. I think she uses it for, like, videos.
Oh, it's
stuff.
Her content studio?
Yeah. Probably. She probably has multiple.
My old trainer, like, tried out to be one of her dancers, and I believe the audition was there. And I was, like, getting that information from her. She was like, I think that she's just using this because, like, there's not really, like, classes or anything actually happening.
Doesn't she also like manage or has started her own like girl groups and stuff that are under like JoJo Siwa's own production company?
Probably.
As well,
no,
like there's
idea.
Like a new kind of like girl One Direction kind of thing that's like
just a group of the most insufferable people on earth.
It's like what JoJo was as a kid, but like a group of like five girls that like dance and
she's Abby Lee
kind of. I don't
Do you know JoJo Siwa is gonna be on Big Brother UK?
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wait, I think it's
can Americans
right now.
Can Americans be on like UK?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know anybody. There's someone else who's on it that I saw yesterday. But everyone else I never heard of because they're all UK people.
And is it like celebrity Big Brother or like normal?
Celeb.
Okay. All right.
I know, I'm just curious how she's going to be like perceived. I told Aaron, I was like, maybe she'll like surprise people and be like really well liked. You know, like once people like see her actually being a person and stuff, who knows? I don't know. I don't know anything about her.
I feel like if you're a dancer, you have to be like a team player, like, and you have to be in sync and like communicate with like one another. So I feel like she has like good team player energy. So
I think so too.
I can see her going far.
Yeah.
You know?
And Karma's a bitch, so.
Should have known better.
Is that her lyrics?
Karma's a bitch.
Not this again.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Anyway, thanks for watching another episode of Good Influences, everybody. If you're a fan of the show, please share it with a friend. Leave a review. Leave a nice comment. Hop on over to our subreddit and say some nice things about us. And
yes.
Thanks for being a watcher and a listener. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.